In this program, I'm going to be talking about 10 principles. These are principles that I have thought a great deal about. I've given many graduation speeches. I have 8 children. I've spoken to them about various things that I think of as my wisdom being passed on to them. But that's not what these principles are about. These 10 powerful principles are the principles that I believe that each and every one of us can put into practice to create for ourselves the kind of life that we'd really like to live. Most of us want to have a sense of peace in our lives. Most of us would like to be able to feel that they're on purpose in their life. But so often we get tied down with trying to fit in, trying to do things the way other people tell us that we're supposed to do them, trying to be a good person, trying to be successful in a material sense. I think the most important thing any one of us can have is a sense of inner peace, a sense of I am a successful human being and I am living the life that I was destined to live, that I showed up here as a person who's a divine creation with a heroic mission. These principles to me represent the most important and significant things that a human being can gather into their lives. And they're very practical. They're things that we can use and work on each and every day of our lives. These principles have guided my life since I was a young boy, living in foster homes and earning my own way through everything in my life. These principles work, but they only work if you decide you're going to make them work for yourself. They're not about being what other people think you should be. They're about living the life that you are destined to live, about fulfilling your own sense of purpose as a human being. They're principles for inner peace, they're principles for success, but they have nothing to do with the material world. They have to do with looking within and connecting yourself to that great source that keeps all of us living and breathing in a fully functioning way.
Dr. Wayne Dyer is a best-selling author, lecturer, and modern philosopher. He holds a doctorate in counseling psychology and is America's leading teacher of transformational wisdom.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very kindly. We are here in a very special place. We are in the very church where, on the very setting, where Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson's grandfather, was the minister here when the American Revolution began, and the shot heard round the world was fired just a little ways within walking distance of where we're standing. And it is a very special time for me because in my writing place, which is a very private place, I don't write with a computer. I don't write with a typewriter. I put my left hand on the table and I take my right hand with a ballpoint pen and I have a pad of legal size paper and I allow whatever comes through to come through my heart and onto the page. And in that writing space, I have had a picture of two people on my desk. The two people that have been on my desk have been Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was called by many America's teacher, a man who just took the ideas that he felt burning in his breast and talked about them regardless of what others around might have felt or thought. He gave an address at the Harvard School of Divinity and wasn't invited back for 33 years because of the things that he said about how he felt man should become self-reliant and how spirituality ought to serve man rather than frighten him. On the other side of my desk is a picture of a man named Henry David Thoreau. And Thoreau was a man who decided even to go to prison rather than pay his taxes to a government who was doing some things that at that time he considered an abomination. And he went off to Walden Pond to live and wrote in his journal, Simplify, simplify, simplify. To which Emerson reportedly responded, I think one simplify would have sufficed.